100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Madison police say a man in his 30s was shot and killed during an arrest yesterday, and the incident quickly sparked protests across the city. Officers say the man ran from them, fought with officers in the street, and pulled a knife, leading one officer to open fire after a taser failed. That officer was hurt during the struggle, and all officers involved are now on administrative leave. The police chief says it's too early to say if the force used was excessive. Protesters later took over a downtown concert stage, calling for accountability as outside investigators take over the case. After a brief spark of life in a decades-old cold case, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies say searchers found no human remains after hours of digging at the former home of Bobby Joe Fritz. Bobby Joe was 5 years old when he disappeared from his Campbellsport home in 1983. Authorities say an initial search of that home's basement last week uncovered potential evidence, prompting a full-scale excavation earlier this week. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff says a large team of investigators, including crime lab personnel and a forensic anthropologist, sifted through about 30,000 pounds of soil. The sheriff says they didn't find any human remains, but they did collect potential new evidence that could generate fresh leads and help bring answers to this 43-year-old case. Jurors in Sawyer County have come back with a verdict in the trial of a man accused of killing a woman inside her Stone Lake home. 42-year-old Carrie Elkin had been shot multiple times, with her body discovered by her estranged husband and a friend in April of 2021. Elkin's boyfriend, Manley McDermott, has now been found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide. He'll be sentenced at a later date. A Shawano area man was killed yesterday when his motorcycle crashed with a FedEx delivery truck in the town of Westcott. Shawano County Sheriff's deputies say the 39-year-old man crossed into an oncoming lane of traffic, hitting the FedEx truck head-on. The motorcyclist was not wearing a helmet. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say the driver of the FedEx truck is a 25-year-old Green Bay area man. Deputies say no other details, including the names of those involved, will be released at this time as it remains an active investigation. A police shooting in Madison left a man dead and led to protests that moved from the scene to the city's main square last night. Police say the man tried to get away, then fought with officers and pulled a knife, injuring one officer before being shot. Only one of the four officers fired a weapon, and officials have not released the man's name. The State Justice Department is now investigating, and the district attorney will decide if charges are warranted. Madison police don't have body cameras. There's a new twist in the sickening salad parasite story. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more on the cyclosporiasis outbreak.
Over the weekend, the FDA issued a positive test result for shredded lettuce from Taylor Farms in central Mexico. The FDA retracted their statement on July 19th, saying the test result was a false positive. Assertions have popped up on social media claiming this change is because of Taylor Farms' political donations. According to a Snoop's article published on July 21st, their parent company, Taylor Fresh Foods, has made 12 separate large donations to Republican PACs since 2020, including a $1 million donation to MAGA Inc., a Trump-aligned PAC, in March of last year. Records show that while owner Bruce Taylor is a Republican donor, there's no evidence he personally donated to Trump. Taylor Farms is continuing their voluntary recall, and the FDA states the outbreak investigation is ongoing. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A big day for Ortiz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Mets yesterday 4-3. A month ago, Joey Ortiz had the lowest batting average on the team. Yesterday, he had three hits and a walk to lead the way to a series win over New York.
I feel like I'm confident enough to, you know, go out and compete. And, you know, I always feel like I'm able to be at this level and compete at this level. So I think the confidence is there. It's just about, you know, taking it day by day and keep moving forward.
Pat Murphy.
I really believe, and we all say this all the time, you know, you talk about confidence, you know, like, when a guy starts to believe, he's just in a good, free space. You know what I mean? He's just like, hey, whatever they got, whatever they're going to deal me, whatever cards, I'm good. Just let's go play and have fun. And I'm just really happy for the person. You know what I mean? I'm just really happy for him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy from American Family Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a sunny, nice, not humid day today. We'll get to the upper 70s to near 80 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.